churches are under attack in Algeria. Sri Lanka passes new laws that threaten mission work, and a lifetime of missionary service is celebrated by a homegoing. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Algeria is closing down dozens of churches. If the trend continues, the church will be non-existent by the end of 2008. Open Doors Advocacy Coordinator Lindsay Vesey.
This was actually caused by an ordinance that was passed in 2006. And this ordinance basically was making it more difficult for churches to worship. It restricts where they can worship and also tries to prevent Christians from proselytizing or evangelizing.
They've launched an awareness and advocacy campaign.
We're asking our supporters to go to our website and to send an email directly to the Algerian ambassador from our website, asking him to stop the church closures and to reopen those churches that have already been closed.
Vesey says the action is strengthening believers.
This is really refining the church. They're finding out now who are those people who are committed to the gospel, and those who aren't committed, you know, are falling away, but those who are becoming stronger in their faith.
Next, Gospel for Asia is raising the alarm over the latest restrictions in Sri Lanka. A new law restricts noise levels after 10 p.m. GFA's Sri Lanka head calls it a direct attack on late-night prayer meetings, adding that a politician extremist who's responsible for violence against Christians introduced it. GFA says their students have been facing increasing amounts of harassment, which has had an impact on their evangelistic work. Pray their workers will continue to be bold in their witness for the Lord. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Dalits of India are known as the Untouchables. In many cases, they're treated as subhuman. However, in one village, India Partners is reaching out to them, and it's bringing hope to the community. India Partners' Brent Hampel says the village is located on an island surrounded by a river.
There's no school on the island that the children can go to for a good education. Most of them have to take a ferry off the island to learn to read and write. Only 10% of the villagers go on to high school, and only half of the villagers are able to read their own language.
Together with their partners, they started a Christian kindergarten. I asked Hample if these kids will come to Christ.
Not all of them. Some do. Many don't. But at least they have learned who Jesus is, been given the opportunity to respond, and maybe down the road they will. God works in people's lives in different ways.
However, if $8,000 isn't raised, the school could be in trouble. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, family and friends are mourning the loss of a fellow servant. Dave Thomas, one of the longest-serving engineering officers with Operation Mobilization, died suddenly on board the Logos II last week while visiting ports in the Caribbean. His wife Joy was with him on this voyage. He had served with OM since 1969 in various capacities at the OM UK office. OM says he had great passion for the ministry. Be praying for the Thomas family and OM during this time of loss. And finally, where do medical and ethical decisions intersect with the gospel? Well, the Christian Institute on Disability, a division of Johnny and Friends, is working to help answer some of these questions.
One of the important goals here at the center is to bring together theologians, ethicists, educators, physicians, in order to discuss disability-related issues and even broader ethical issues in medicine.
That's Dr. Kathy McReynolds, Director of Public Policy for the Institute. Modern science has made it possible to understand the fragility of human life. Modern philosophy has brought value to the same forum. Right now, McReynolds is doing research and helping believers develop answers on issues pertaining to life, dignity, justice, and equality that affect people with disabilities.
We uphold the vision and the mission, which is to communicate the gospel and equip Christ-honoring churches worldwide and to evangelize and disciple people affected by disability.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a movie that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get the Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.